I love that video. It just fills me with awe and wonder that the God who created every one of those creatures and plants and vistas also created each of us, and most importantly, in his image. Wow. So, in the beginning, we discover the God who created. And so, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, where do you find God? And then also, who is the God you find? I ask that question because people often get confused by what the Old Testament calls false gods, what people today call fame, money, internet success, likes on TikTok. So who is the God that you find? So this morning, in our scripture, we find God by immersing ourselves in God's act of creation. And 2,000 years ago, Mary found God in the intimacy of her womb. And the shepherds found God in the invitation of the angels. And the three wise men found God in the illumination of the nativity star shining on Jesus. And today, each of us find God in the interactions of our relationship with God. But also today, the scientist of the Large Hadron Collider, which is the world's largest particle accelerator, and it's located on the border between Switzerland and France, these scientists are trying to find God in the infinity of extremely tiny particle physics. And so, dear God, please come into my mind and heart so that the words of my mouth may lift this, your beloved worshiping and praying community, so we may find you in all of the places you exist, in all of your glory and all of your love and all of your grace. And may you illuminate us every day of our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So in the beginning, we discover God who created. And we discover an invitation from God to create with him. So, the Large Hadron Collider, let me explain, is a $5 billion, 17-mile circular tube that's buried almost 600 feet underground. It uses 9,600 magnets, and each of these are supercooled to minus 456 degrees Fahrenheit. And they use these equipment to shoot two beams at each other. These are very special beams. Each beam contains 300 trillion protons. And they shoot these beams in a vacuum at a speed that is 99.9999% the speed of light, which, as you know, is 671 million miles per hour. And this creates 1 billion particle collisions per second. And it creates temperatures that are 100,000 times hotter than the center of the sun. So why are they doing all of this? They are attempting to recreate the extreme conditions that, in their minds, occurred 1/1,000,000,000th of a second after the creation of our universe. And they're trying to do this to better understand our universe. And so one of the things they're looking for are what's called boson particles. And some scientists have called boson particles the God particle. Because some scientists think that these boson particles are the particles that hold everything in the world together. But the God particle, that's not our triune God. The Father, the Son, the Spirit that we see in our Genesis scripture. In our Genesis scripture, here's clearly what we see. We see that in the beginning, God created. And we also see that in the beginning, God created an invitation to us. So we could be stewards, and so we could co-create his love in this world. Now, before I get off of the subject of the Large Hadron Collider, I just want to talk about a couple problems that may happen with this collider. Number one, it may bring about, and this scientist believes, some scientists, the total destruction of the Earth by the creation of a black hole when these particles collide. And this black hole could swallow the entire Earth and turn the entire Earth and all the people in it into a dead void about the size of our sanctuary. Think about that. And the other problem with this Hadron Collider stuff is that it may also produce particles that scientists call, this is the real name, strangelets. And they're concerned that these strangelets might collide and ignite a chain reaction that would turn the world into a lifeless ball in seconds. So that's how the scientists are looking for God. Thank goodness I'm not a scientist. However, this is not an anti-science sermon. Science is what has brought us our COVID vaccines, and it brings us our COVID boosters, and science brings us all the technologies we use all day, every day. And if you look at science, and you look at the basis of science, it's all about asking questions and seeking answers wherever they lead. And so, here's what I want to do. I would like to encourage us to be scientists of the sacred, to ask questions and seek answers wherever it leads, to ask the question of who is God, and where is God, and what kind of God do we come from? What does this image of God in us mean? There's a Christian author by the name of Debbie Thomas, and Debbie Thomas came up with this beautiful answer to that question. Now, these are her words. We come from a God who sees. Seven times in the Genesis creation narrative, we heard the phrase, and God saw. Our God lingers over creation. He lingers over every leaf, every stream, every mountain, every cloud, every child. Our God sees. Now, that's the words of Debbie Thomas. And if you listen to the Genesis narrative, you also hear that we come from a God who blesses. God pronounced his blessing and called creation good or very good seven times. And so in the beginning, in this Genesis narrative, we discover God who created, seeing and blessing, but we also hear an invitation to us. So let us be scientists of the sacred, as God invites us to be stewards of his kingdom. And God invites us to create for his kingdom. And so as scientists of the sacred, let's ask some questions. Number one, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, what will we create in 2022? And what will the creation narrative that we create this year be? Will we create in joy? Will we create with God in prayer, in forgiveness? Will we create in love? Will we create with the energy that we had in 2021? Can we do that again this year? Now, I'm going to quote a Hallmark greeting card, sort of, and tell you, then you know this, that every morning in 2022, we are waking up into a day that never was and will never be again. But the important part of that is, every day in 2022, we are given agency by God, and we are giving a calling from God to create something loving, something kind, something good. Can you imagine if we could do what God did in Genesis, and at the end of each day as we go to sleep, not that God slept, but as we go to sleep, we could look back at the day that we had just lived and say to ourselves, it was good. Can you imagine that? So when we have those days that we can't look back and say that it was good, we also know that God forgives and blesses and never turns away from us. And we have an opportunity tomorrow, the next day, or the next, to say it was good. So has anyone created any New Year's resolutions yet? Do people still do that? When I was growing up in my family, my mother and father always made a big point of making New Year's resolutions. Was that just my family? I don't know. Okay, well, maybe it's gone out of style. Right, okay. But they figured out, finally, I think it's gone out of style because New Year's resolutions don't work. They do not work. And I think they don't work because people randomly, and I'm guilty of this, create resolutions. I'm going to exercise 2 hours every day. But then they're not aligned with anything. And because they're not aligned with anything, they fall apart. But again, if we're going to be scientists of the sacred, let's ask ourselves a question. Let's follow this question where it leads. What would happen if we aligned what we are doing this year, our will with God's will? Jesus did this. In several months, we're going to celebrate Easter. And what happened on the night before Jesus died? He went into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed in the words of Mark 14, verse 36. Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet, not what I will, but what you will. The Son of God was aligning his will with God. And because of that, the world was redeemed. So the thing that we want to do is align our wills, our actions with God's will, God's actions. And being aligned with God's will is as crucial to our lives as it was to Jesus. But it's also crucial to the Large Hadron Collider, because none of the experiments they're doing are ever going to work, except the beams have to be aligned with each other. And so, consider, before we go too far past the beginning of our year, all of the ways that we have been a blessing to our community this year. If you haven't yet seen JR's video, go on our website, take a look at it. It's amazing. Alignment, alignment, alignment. And also happened because we aligned our will with God and the Holy Spirit. So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, we are walking into 2022. We have no idea what's going to happen, but let us continue to be scientists of the sacred and seek God's will and hear God's voice and let God lead us. And let's imagine how wonderful 2022 can be when we align ourselves with God. Let's imagine all the blessings and creations that we can bring forth in addition to the ones we did last year. Let's imagine how the work we started can grow and blossom and nurture and flourish. And then let's imagine what it would be like night after night before we go to sleep, to think about our day and say to ourselves, "Dear God, it was good." So, let's imagine all this. Let's bring forth all this as we are aligned with Jesus, giving thanks and praise to the God of creation, to the Holy Spirit that walks alongside of us, and to the beautiful Son who gave everything he had, so we may learn how to love, forgive, and be filled with grace. In Jesus' name, amen.